Oh, snap, you here.
Yo, what's good?
What's up?
Chilling, chilling. How you?
How you been? I'm good.
Ain't nothing going on. That's what's up.
All right. Okay. I'm glad
Shit
you got
sound good. I like this.
it sound good, right?
Yeah, OD.
All right, cool. That's all I wanted is to sound good. Yo, but listen, you got this clothing business going on and stuff like that. But before we jump into that in the conversation, I think
Yeah.
I know you because listen, we got like a lot of mutual friends going on.
That's a fact. I peep. I peep.
Yeah, you used to go to Cornel Hayes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my means PJ, Buddha, well Amir, Tyrell and all of them, they used to go there when I was
Yeah.
in. Yeah, when I was in center, they was over there.
Oh, well, yeah, those are the niggas from the team. That's a fact.
Yeah, so like I was saying, I'm like, wait, hold on, Al. I'm like, if I could call you that, you know, because maybe your friends and shit call you Al. So,
Yeah, that's a
so
fact. They do.
I was over here like, hold on, like, damn, that nigga went to Cornel Hayes. Like, I got mad mutual friends going on.
Yeah, that's a Harlem thing. You know, everybody know everybody.
Yo, bro, this is crazy. Like, literally, everybody know everybody. Should be
For
well.
real. In some sort of way, we all know each other.
Listen, and that's why I actually wanted to do this podcast because I'm like, you know, I know a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs in Harlem, and they don't even have to be so much in Harlem. Just I know a lot of people that's doing their own thing, you know, expanding their brand and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, I see you. Why not? Like, you know what I mean? And you
Appreciate
gotta,
you. Appreciate that.
that's a fact. And you got a message. Like, you know, I scout a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I see who's doing what and whatever on Instagram, if they promoting it, whatever. But I see you got a message behind your clothing brand. So
Thanks.
I don't know if you want to explain that, explain who you are for the people before you go into your clothing brand, but let's do this.
I got you. I got you. We starting right now. Say that.
Yeah.
So I started my clothing brand because I really just wanted to bring a message in the city. Not just specifically in Harlem, like you said, but just create an era for the next generation and for my generation now that we can be better than what we are, whether you're
Right.
doing good, whether you're doing bad, but you could just be better overall. You got to push yourself to your limits. So it's like I wanted to be a role model for kids coming up, people my age, people a little younger or even older than me, just knowing that there's things you could do anything you want if you put your mind to it. So that's kind of the whole essence behind exhaust. It's like exhausting all your options, making sure you push every little thing that you got to its limit so you can be the best version of yourself. That's really what it comes from.
That's dope though. I'm not gonna lie, that's dope because especially with the youth now, like I work with kids, so I see a lot of different kids coming to the program. Well, now you know it's kind of different because of the pandemic and everything, but I see a lot of kids come into the program, and you know some are fortunate, some are not, some are just want to be who they want to be. You get what I'm saying? So with your
Exactly.
clothing brand and it having a message behind it, that should mean so much, like. Because a lot of people don't think about the youth now. I think everybody's just all for themselves. So it's kind of like.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's kind of what I was trying to get at too, because like I watch Shark Tank. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but that's like one of, yeah, that's one of my favorite shows. And like one of the people I look up to on the show, besides Mark Cuban, is Daymond John. You know, black man up there, got his own seat, millionaire, billionaire, businessman, entrepreneur, everything like that. And it's like he had a clothing brand. Everybody knows FUBU. It's for us, by us. And that's a message right there that, you know, all these clothing brands we got in the world, Gucci, Fendi, all these clothing brands made essentially for the white people or the lighter skin. We don't necessarily have that many brands out there specifically by black-owned men or women and things like that. So FUBU was one that took over the world. So I was looking up to that. Like, I want to have a brand, not just for money in my pocket, but a message, like a movement. And that's how I came up with the subtitle or the hashtag, so I say the revolution. I know that's used widely everywhere else, but a revolution is like you start in the essence of movement. And I wanted to bring that known with my clothing through words and everything like that.
But that's good though, because that's basically like what drove you to actually have this brand and you know what drove you to actually have the name of the brand. You know what I'm saying? And that goes a
Fact.
long way with it because when like previous, like it's a couple of episodes before this one, but we have a episode called Entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs. So I have like two people on there as special guests, and it really means a lot that our young people are actually trying to be entrepreneurs. And I think we have the blueprint, but we just have to excel the blueprint.
That's a
Like if
fact.
you're going, you know what I mean? Like you have the blueprint, I got the blueprint, but if we could share it to anybody in this world, I feel like it would really be the youth because, listen, they the next generation.
They are. And it's crazy that you said that because I was just saying, I put a Twitter post up yesterday saying collabs over competition. And that's basically what you're saying.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
you got
to collab. That's how we're going to spark new ideas and build our own revenue within our own community. You got to collab.
Right. Right, especially with everything going on now, it's like that's also another reason why I wanted to do this episode and also just create the podcast as well, because I want to collab with a lot of great people. I don't want to just subject to one person or one narrative thing, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like collabing has to be like, people have to be willing to collab with other people. I feel like it comes with the egos and the pride and people just don't, you know what I mean? Like, people don't know how to put that to the side. And it's like, wow, when we all trying to grow and get this money, like.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We can't be crabs in a barrel forever. We gotta help each other. That's it.
Yeah, like, you know, and a lot of people have issues with that because it's like, all right, if I see one person succeeding, they might hate or whatever, but you're going to have haters here and there. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have haters for the rest of your life. You just got to do what you got to do. Like,
yeah, that's all it is.
But that leads me to my next question, though. Living in New York City, right? What's your perspective of living in New York City and trying to start your brand and even trying to expand it to the next level?
Man, living in the city, like, I feel like this, I feel like this goes for, like, I'm born and raised in Harlem. I feel like this goes to everybody in the city. Like, we all love the city. Like, as much as we say, damn, we got to get out the city, it's expensive and all that, we all love the city deep down. There's no place like New York City. So my perspective of living in New York City is, like, I love it. Like, I love being from Harlem. I love anywhere I go. I'm from New York, like, the real New York, not upstate, none of that. I make that very clear. But it's, like, being from the city, though, you have, like, this type of mentality that it's, like, you either go hard or go home. And it's, like, that kind of pushed me throughout high school, middle school, college, and et cetera. It's, like, not give up. So that's built into me and everyone else from the city as well. If you come here, you feel that aura by just talking to us and being around, walking through the streets. And that kind of pushed me into my business too, because it's like, there's going to be times you're not going to want to do anything for your business. You're going to be down. You're going to feel like, why am I doing this? But like, that mentality being from the city, you got to go hard. Like, whether it's really for yourself, like, whether you get anything out of it, you got to go hard for yourself because you want to push yourself to be something better. So being from the city, like, I love it. You know, at times it's like, damn, 2/5 and Lex be looking crazy, but like,
yeah, I mean, for real though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, we all got that love for the city. Like, I'm wherever I go, I'm always going to rep New York. That's it.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I ain't gonna lie, I felt that though, because even when, like, you know, you have me on my personal page and stuff, so you see me, you see me traveling here and there. So when I travel, I be on some, I ain't gonna lie, I be on some gritty shit when I go away. Listen, that's just instilled in me. And I be like, sometimes, you know, I had to learn, like, my first time traveling, you know, a lot of people not like you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I came across I came across somebody's video saying that what you put out is what you're going to perceive back, right? But say, like, you so genuine and the next person is not genuine, you have to understand that the next person is not going to always be genuine, because that's not true, right?
That's a fact.
So when I go away, I have to learn that, like, all right, people may be nasty, people may be, you know, because going away, it expands and it opens your eyes to different things. So when I'm going away, I'm like, I got this New York accent. Everybody think we got an accent, you know, when you go away, but I'm like, I got this word that should be blowing my mind, but I'm like, I got this New York, like, gritty in me. I'm not playing with nobody. Somebody try to cross me over here, I'm going in. But that's just really installed in another. That's crazy though.
Real.
New York people do not play.
They don't. We don't. It's,
it's crazy because, like, when you go away, everybody's so nice. When you come over here, people be like, oh, New York City, like, it's okay. People is just so rude sometimes. I'll be like, no, they rude as hell.
That's
like,
a fact. For real though. Everybody just be on 10. That's it.
For no reason though, like,
no reason.
For no reason. Like, so speaking of that, because, you know, the city is all crazy, but you're a African American young black entrepreneur, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are the disadvantages that you think you have living in the city, or just the disadvantage you have in general proceeding your company, your brand?
So disadvantages, like, just from birth, is just being looked at as a black man. Like, being looked at as uneducated, being looked at the perception of not knowing what right. his intentions are, the perception of not being informed, the perception of not being, you know, educated and aware and having experience. That perception going to live with all of us forever, Black men, Black right. women, anybody like that. So that's already a disadvantage. So to beat those disadvantages is how I look at it is you don't get upset when people say, oh, well, you from there, you know how to do that. Yeah, I know how to do that. So you show them like, yeah, I got experience right. in all of this. Your actions and your criteria speak for itself. So those advantages mm-hmm. going to come and go. But for us, they're going to stay. They always going to stay regardless. Right. So whether I'm rich and famous or whether I'm wealthy or whether I'm just getting by, it's always going to be there. And in the city, you know, New York City is kind of split into two different worlds because you have uptown.
Tell me about it. Yeah. You got to explain it to the
That's
people.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you feel me? Yo, see, I'm happy you feel me on that because New York City is like really split into two different worlds. And like people look yeah. at you when you say that, like, what you mean? You got to look at it. The borough, I'm going to just talk about Manhattan, for example. It's the best Go example. Ahead. Manhattan is split into two different boroughs, right? You got
it is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. You got downtown. That's white people, wealthy people, mm-hmm. all the economy and things like that is downtown. Then you come uptown, you got Harlem, right? Harlem, East mm-hmm. Harlem, all the same thing. But you could tell that you in two different places. You'll feel like you downtown on 34th Street. As soon as you hit yeah. Harlem, you feel like you're in a whole nother section of New York. And that's yeah. the disadvantages that they put on us way back in the day. They put all the money downtown and they pushed us uptown. And now you can see it mm-hmm. coming back because they gentrifying Harlem and everything like that. Trying to push us out and push us somewhere else. So it's like those disadvantages we hear from. So I say anybody from New York, you have the power to overcome the disadvantages because we've right. been put through them for so long. So adversity ain't nothing new to us. We already know how to do this.
Right.
So that's what it is, really.
No, I'm so happy that you really brought that up because even when I go to like say I go to Brooklyn or something, I'll be like, yo, where I'm at? Yeah. Like and I'm still in New York.
Exactly.
You know what I'm trying to say? So the different, when you said Manhattan, like you speak on Manhattan, it is two different sides of Manhattan. And then when you go to the boroughs, it gets even deeper to it because when we, like people, I know a lot of people from Brooklyn, so they be like, oh, you from the city.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you from the city too, but you mean Manhattan? Like you mean like Harlem and stuff? That's the city.
Exactly.
Too. So when they start explaining it, I'm like, oh, okay, I get you because when I was even in college, like I went to LaGuardia, then I transferred to John Jay. So you have a lot of people coming from all over. You got people from Queens, you got people from Brooklyn. They say the city. And I'm like, yo, Manhattan is just not the city, bro. Y'all in the city, bro.
Yeah, like, that's what I said when I met somebody from Brooklyn. I was like, what you mean I'm from the city, bro? We in the city. And they were saying like, yeah, nah, you like, from the place with the builders. I'm like, bro, it's still the city. Like.
I ain't never hear that. You from the place with all them buildings.
I was like, what, bro? Like,
but it's so weird to me. Like, wait, what? Like, okay, whatever. So I just be bypassing that shit because I was just like, listen, you in the city too. If you think you're in a whole new world, then you go ahead.
So be it. We know where we from. That's all it is.
Yeah, like we know what we doing. You know what I mean? word, like, speaking of the disadvantages, though, it's definitely a good thing that you said that, you know, we was born with, you know, certain perspectives of, you know, just our color. Mm-hmm. I want to speak on that because I feel like that's true. And our youth don't know how to deal with that growing up. I think this generation is actually kind of different because, say, like a white person would say something to a Black kid. And, you know, like the white person probably didn't say nothing too crazy, right?
Yeah.
But it's all about handling your emotions and controlling your emotions and knowing how to go about certain situations. Because our people, and I ain't ashamed to say it, but our people, we be going 10 times left on other people and that person could just said one word to
That's
us.
That's a like, fact.
You know what I mean? And I just want, like, you know, my audience, whoever's listening, y'all got to know how to control your emotions sometimes. I know everything in the world is, like, crazy right now. And there's the racism going on. It's, you know, the voting with Trump. And Trump is actually the president. It's just too much going on. It's so overwhelming. But my youth, y'all got to understand. Y'all have to control your emotions and control your actions on certain things because it's consequences behind that. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's deeper for us, you know what I mean? The consequences are going to be 10 times worse, you know what I mean? So it's like, if you're trying to expand your brand and you're trying to succeed and be successful, you have to learn the tricks and the trades. Like, a white person came up to me and said one thing, and I just, my face, oh my God, like, I wish we was, like, visual right now so you could see my face. Like, my face was just like, what you just said? Yeah. But then I was like, hold on, you got a lot, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot going on. You got to calm down. You got to maneuver how you maneuver. And it's okay to maneuver like that. In the house, you be mad and shit like that, but outside is just a different world for us. So we have to move a little bit.
That's different. A fact, man. That's a fact.
For real, for real. As stated, I know you said on your Instagram page that you had morals and values as a man, and you would like that your clothing line to immunulate with that. Can you elaborate with that a little bit more?
Yeah, for sure. So it's kind of basically what you just said too about controlling our emotions and everything like that. It's like, you know, in the world that we live in, like, we know it's crazy times since society was created for us specifically. Now in 2020, in the past couple of years, it's like, you got to look at everything in life as a test. Like, things that the other side of the world, or the other side of America does specifically to us, people of color, it's a test. They're trying to test you. You know what I'm saying? Like, when a white person says something racist to you or something that's hurtful to you, it's a test. They want to get you to react. Mm-hmm. They want to get you to cause a commotion and put yourself out of character when you were just enjoying your day, because you're so deeply emotionally involved in it, which you should be. But it's to push your buttons. It's obviously hurtful when it's intentional to you, but it's also to push your buttons to get you out of character, to get something beneficial for them. So you got to look at every situation like, okay, this is upsetting, this is racist, this just blew my mind. But you also got to look at the spin side of it, is like, how can it affect you? If you lash out, you know, XYZ, curse them out, put hands on them, that's going to end you up in the back of a cop car or somewhere else. Or it's going to end you up. It's going to end you up 6 feet deep, depending on who is the other person you're talking to. So, and you could put your family at a disadvantage. So it's certain things that you got to do. So when I say, like, I got morals and values as a man, this goes on because I am a man, but this goes for everyone, men and women together, because it's like, you don't want to put yourself at a disadvantage by letting yourself get out of character. For example, like, if you're at work and then your man, because I've been in this situation, my job that I just left, is like, you at work and your manager says something racist or sexist or et cetera. And you, of course, you want to be there and be like, wait, hold on. You wilding. Let me put you in check. Right? But you can't do that because you came in there and you could be the best employee, but you don't want to tarnish that. So what I say about morals and value is like, hold yourself to a higher accountability than anyone else can ever think. So it's like, when they try and test you, you're going to get mad. It's human nature to get mad, but you got to control the level of emotion that you put out so you can benefit yourself and your family. You don't want to put yourself at a bad spot. And that's kind of what I wanted to make sure people know, is like, you got to stand yourself on a high ground. So when stuff trying to knock you over, you can't be moved. You unmovable. So that's it.
I know. Yeah, that's right.
That's how we got to move from that one. Like, of course, you know, things going on in society. I'm actually, like you said, we take things really left. I am one of those people who take things like, somebody says something, I go real left with it, like, oh, you meant it like this. But in reality, it's like, sometimes they might not even have intentionally said it. But you still got to check them.
Right.
It's like, you got to, sometimes you got, sometimes everything don't need a reaction. But sometimes you can't let things slide. But sometimes everything don't need a reaction too. So it depends on how you play it.
No, that's a fact, though. I ain't gonna lie. Like, who raised you? Because you saying all the good facts.
That's my mama, man. Like, shout out to my mama.
I know that's right. Shout out to Mama Love over there, because she raised you right, No, but that's how it is, though, because I just feel like, you know, like I said, like, growing up, we still young, so we still in our 20s. I'm not too... You in your 20s, right? All right, so I'm 24, so we are still in our 20s, so it's like, we still learning. But for us to have, you know, like, your mom, my parents, and whatever, for us to have those backbones and those generations to actually teach us, it's like, it's an eye-opener. Now I'm trying to just pass down the line, because our youth really needs to know this. It's really, like, you know, important that they know what's going on and how to control these reactions.
That's a fact.
And, you know, like you said.
Yeah, man, that's a fact.
But I don't want to hold you too long, so this is my last and final question.
I got you,
No, because you know you're hitting it right on the nose and everything. I mean, I just love this vibe.
I know we vibing for real right now. I like this.
For real, that's why I said when in the beginning, I'm like, hold on, we got some mutual friends. Like, I think I know you. Like, well, but I see you have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You want to give a little, you know, a little spice it up on here and tell them what your YouTube channel about and shit.
All right, yeah. So, I actually got two YouTube channels, yeah. So, it's for the listeners.
Oh,
yeah, this for the listeners out there. I'm trying to start out on YouTube. So I graduated from school with a major in media society. So working with film editing and things like that. So I love editing. That's like one of my passions aside from clothing.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. Sorry to cut you off, but when I started doing my little YouTube and I was editing, it's real. Like, I love editing. Yeah. Like, it's
fun, fun and relaxing.
But it's patience.
Like, and then you get
I don't have patience. I gotta learn patience.
Me either. But it's dope when you get to see, like, you just took a video of just walking down the street, but then you can edit it and make it fire. So that's something I'm passionate about. So my YouTube channel, I got two. One is it's my personal YouTube channel, but it's gonna be basically, you know, pranks that I do on myself for like other people, like on my girl, maybe on my mom or things like that, vlogging how I do the clothing, things like that. The other YouTube channel is me and my girl's YouTube channel. So we haven't really been posting because, you know, it's hard. We're not living in the same state right now, but that's soon coming to an end.
Right.
But you feel me? We're about to be back in effect. But with YouTube, it's like YouTube is dope. She put me on to watch YouTube and all the couples and everything like that. And it's dope. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to your YouTube channel too, because I'll be watching too. You feel me? I'll be on there.
Wait, because the funny part is I didn't even know, like, literally when people was so like a couple of months back, right? Old classmate from Manhattan, so he passed away, whatever.
Rest in peace.
RIP to him. You're right. Rest in peace to Julius. So when I went to, like, you know, his little memorial thing, everybody was telling me, like, yo, I see y'all YouTube, boom, boom, boom. And I didn't, like, I don't know, when I started YouTube, like, me and my boyfriend started YouTube, I didn't really think people would look at it, to be honest with you. Only because I remember you hitting me up in a DM and you was like, how you get so many subscribers or so many likes and stuff. And it just, it's consistency, but it's really like you said, like, I don't know if you have patience. I know I don't have a lot of patience. Yeah. So in the beginning, I was just like, oh, and then I was like struggling because I'm like, yo, I'm learning how to do these tools. You know what I'm saying? It's just me and him. So it's like, nobody's really telling me how to do this. So it's kind of hard, you know what I mean? But it's good though.
YouTube is fun.
But thank you. I appreciate
of course,
the
you
love.
Know that. You know, I got you. We got to support each other. Hell yeah.
That's a fact. I'm so happy y'all got that going though. Just don't give up.
That's what I'm learning. You know, that go for everything you do, like YouTube.
No,
business,
that go
school, everything, man. We just can't give up in anything we do.
No, at all. Period. We can't afford.
That's
to
what
give
I'm
up,
saying.
Okay?
We got too much money out here. Too much talent. Too much motivation to do that.
Yep, and always, and just, you know, piggybacking on the YouTube, just always believe. I know you have strong confidence and stuff, you and your girl, but just always believe in y'all and always believe in y'all content, because at a point in time when it was just me and my boyfriend doing it, you know, when you start promoting it, people are like, oh my God, yeah. Next thing you know, you continue to do videos and those people that was hyping it, like, yeah, I'm going to watch, they don't even be
That's
the ones
fact.
To really watch.
That's
you know what
fact.
I'm saying? So don't give... Right, don't get discouraged. Always keep going. I think that's another reason why we kind of like stop recording, but it's only because I like to blog rather than like do them challenges and all of that. Because
I feel you on that.
Like it's kind of hard, you know. Like, we live together, but it's like, I want my own apartment. I don't want to be in nobody.
I feel you. Trust me, I get you 100%.
Yeah, I know you know. That's why I started going in a little bit. I know you know. But, you know, not to hold you, I really appreciate you doing this episode with me. Make sure y'all go cop out, because I'm getting my hoodie, like, sometime
next week.
Yes, sir.
Like yesterday, yes, sir.
Okay?
Listen, I appreciate you for having me on here. This is a blessing. It's always good to link up with
of course.
Another fellow Harlem man. You know what I'm saying? Harlem, we lit. You know what
I'm
saying?
What
I'm lit out here in Harlem. So that's
And it's crazy. It's crazy because it's we from Harlem, and I don't even know if I ever, like, I probably ran into you maybe
probably,
one time.
Probably.
Maybe.
Or probably, we definitely
and
were
it's
probably
so
in,
crazy.
Like, mad, like, links and shit back in the day. Just didn't even realize it, though.
And we didn't even know.
That happened with so many people from the city. Like, it's crazy.
It's ridiculous. But before I let you go, though, say your Instagram and stuff so you know where people know where to find you and your clothing brand and everything.
Yo, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Al Smith II. Make sure y'all go follow Exhaust at Exhaust NYC on Instagram. Go check that out. Link is in the bio for the website. You can cop your hoodies, hats. We got winter hats coming out, everything, sweatsuits. Just stay tuned, y'all. Follow the revolution. We're going to go up.
I know that's
right.
Okay.
Feel me? Yeah, shout out to Harlem Flow. We lit on here, too.
Okay, and don't be a stranger.
I won't. Thank you. I appreciate you. All right,
no
love.
No problem.